it's almost like a rite of passage, right, to be back out here, OTAs, and kind of get this going, some fuel out there, some extra spark between some of the players.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, you get that when you get guys in here and they're really competing, you know, so you kind of want to see that, see guys, you know, the guys are getting out there.
How excited are you, Adrian, to play in this offense?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm excited. I'm excited to be in this offense, you know, just as a whole, you know, what Coach Turner brings is pretty amazing. And once we are able to, you know, digest everything as a group, and, you know, I think it's going to be fun.
Kyle was talking about being able to play now and not think about his foot. Are you at the point at practice you not have anything in the back of your mind? Do you, you know, just go out there 100% yet or no?
Yeah, you know, that's what I think. You know, because I'm well enough to go out and perform, and I really feel like, you know, I'm going to injure myself or hurt myself. But I still have a little work to do as far as get some of the strength back and the growing, but I'm confident when I'm out there practicing.
Adrian, how do you feel about catching the ball more and out in space?
I'm pretty excited about that. You know, the whole running back room is just to be more diverse as an offense and, you know, be more involved in the pass game is something I've been looking forward to for a long time.
What's it like to have the quarterback a story as usual?
Say it again?
What's it like to have the quarterback as a story as usual? Who's up, who's down?
As a story? What you mean? It's
the same thing every year. It's like who's going to be starting, who's up, who's down.
You know, it is what it is. You know, I'm seeing these guys out here. They're competing. They're looking good, looking sharp. You know, Bridgewater is, you know, looking good too. My first opportunity to watch him. But I feel like this system is going to take a load off those guys, and guys gonna be able to get out there and just relax and really play ball. I haven't had time to sit down and talk to him. I talked to him briefly yesterday, but you know, seemed like a smart kid. You know, just looking in his eyes, he seemed hungry. So you know, he's out there competing for a starting job, and he's gonna have to really work hard. You know, because you know, Matt Castle and Chris DePonto, those guys are out there, you know, working extremely hard too to get that starting position.
What about McKinnon?
He's I like the kid. You know, he's quiet. You know, but he's a hard worker. You know, smart kid. He's you can see he's hungry to learn. And when I'm watching him in meetings and things and out here in practice, you know, he's definitely you know, picking up things, picking up the offense well. He's quick. Got some great explosive. That I've seen. So, you know, I think he's going to be able to do some good things.
Adrian, last time we talked to you in camp, you said the offense was like performing heart surgery without a license. That was the best line. How do you feel now? Do you feel like you're closer to getting a license to operate on that?
Yeah, I'm definitely closer. I still want to, you know, still practice on the side, you know. Maybe get a ride hard or something. But where I'm at now. But, you know, the terminology, I'm starting to pick it up even more, you know. You know, it's all about just staying in that playbook, you know, understanding the terminology and kind of breaking the play down. But it's going well.
A couple last ones.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.